one last question on this. Is there any merit in experimenting with Proposal B for a couple of seasons to see how it works?
No.
OTB AM live weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
Sean Kelly is going to join us, the former GAA president, and Owen's been out and about the press conference yesterday as well. GAA Special Congress next.
OTB AM.
You're welcome back. 14 minutes past 8 on this Friday morning, and you'll have heard Cian Fahey and Ronan Mullen in the ad break on The Snap, which is our NFL show, which you'll catch every Thursday on our OTB channels. Now, we're turning our attention over the next little while to the GAA and to Special Congress, which is coming up on the 23rd of October. We're going to be joined by former president of the GAA, Sean Kelly, in just a few minutes. But before that, the GPA held a press conference yesterday to roll behind Proposal B ahead of Special Congress. I was out at the Crown Plaza in Santry to chat to a few of the intercounty players who are up for interview. In this piece, you're going to hear Niall Morgan, then you're going to hear Podge Collins, then you're going to hear Mickey Quinn. They are the three voices that I spoke to yesterday. Have a look.
Just like from our players, I've done a bit of a survey. You're never going to get the full reply back. That's the norm with any survey. It's like if you go to election, pre-election votes, you know, you never get the same amount of people that will actually vote in the election. And it was the same with me and the team. But like within our dressing room, we had over the majority of players in terms of the 60% majority that's needed at Congress, and that wanted Proposal B. So it's going to split people, and people are going to want to stay the same. Some people might want Proposal A, but in my opinion, you know, the system's broken at the minute. We need change. The GAA task force, they've come up with these proposals. They're not GPA proposals, which I think some people are getting lost in. These are from the GAA working task force, and we are throwing our weight behind Proposal B simply because that's what the majority of the players want.
Proposal A has nearly been put to bed by nearly every stakeholder. Even the fixture task force that put it out there, I think, for a finish, kind of put that to bed. So it really is Proposal B or the status quo. And like from when you put out something like a new proposal, people are going to pick holes in it. They're going to try to find flaws in it. And that's just natural. But like if you started picking flaws in the status quo, like it's very hard for someone outside, let's say the GAA, to even comprehend how it operates. With regards to like you talk about having a fair competition, there's just so many holes in it. So I think this is definitely better, and it's better for our games going forward. And I think as soon as it comes in, there's no way it could, like even if it's a 3-year, let's say, trial period, it'll only develop. There might be a few tweaks and stuff to get it perfect, but I think it definitely is the way forward.
Yeah, after playing with Longford for 10 years, you're at the stage where you want a competition, you want to win something. And for me, I've won a Division 3 title and a Burn Cup, and they were two things that I'll treasure no more than Niall Morgan, I'll treasure a Sam Maguire, albeit that they're at different levels, but a win is a win, or a competition that you can win, that's what you want. Realistically, we're not at the level where we can win a Sam Maguire, and we're not at the level where we can win a Leinster either, and that's tough to say, but it's been realistic. Whereas a Talchin Cup and Division 3, they're two competitions that are there for us, that if we get our ducks in a row and get things right, we can definitely challenge and win that.
Why are you happy to proceed with Proposal B when there is this idea out there that it's going to damage the Ulster Championship?
Yeah, I think it's an idea. You know, the Ulster Championship is the most competitive at the minute, and nobody will argue with that. But it's still there. It's not going anywhere. It's still there. And in fact, it's now going to be a round-robin competition, which gives you even more competitive games against them rival teams before you get to the semi-final and final stage. You're still playing for the Anglo Celt. It's not a pre-season competition. It's a provincial championship that we'll all still want to win. If we win a provincial championship out of Proposal B in the next couple of years, I'll cherish that medal just as much as I cherish this one, 2016s or 2017s.
We had Brian McAvoy of Ulster GAA with us on the show the other day, and he said that because you're removing the link between the Ulster Championship and the All-Ireland Championship, the Ulster Championship won't mean as much. You're in a better position to tell us because you've got Ulster medals. Will that be the case?
Absolutely not. This, in my opinion, this gives Ulster teams a better opportunity to compete for the Sam Maguire, because we're coming out, like this year, for example, Cavan, Donegal, Monaghan, just to get out of Ulster, just to get to compete in an All-Ireland series, whereas in comparison, you know, Kerry and Dublin basically walked their way through to their places in the semi-finals. So it's not saying that you know, it's going to be easier to get there. It's just going to be a fairer basis where all the teams have to, you know, compete at the same level to get to the Sam Maguire.
Like, the fact that you're going to end up with 7 competitive championship games in the height of the summer, like, it just completely changed the mindset of every intercounty player from what I can see. It just, like, from going from that whole mind frame of where teams might think, okay, the league's over now, we probably won't win Sam Maguire, it's going to be tough to win Sam Maguire, our year is pretty much over after the league. You're going to seven championship, competitive championship games, home and away. It gives you an extra buzz. Anyone that has doubts of will I play this year and won't play this year, I think they're even more leaning towards playing this year because of this proposal. I think it reinvigorates the championship, and ultimately you'll have like players, stakeholders, fans, like everyone involved in GA, it's just a better product. So I think it can't help but be positive.
The league has been one of the competitions that has been huge, and there's been huge emphasis put on it in the past, and for ourselves we have league was our championship, whereas this is what it is now. Championship is league, and that's what we want, that there's an opportunity and then there's a carrot there at the end that you can actually progress and move on, rather than, okay, we've seen it in the past where once league is over there was an opportunity for lads to drop off the squad and maybe head off on a J1, whereas now it's all mingled in together and that you actually have your same squad from start to finish, whereas in the past we've seen that where maybe league campaign finishes and the turnover of players, 7 or 8 guys drop off the panel and you're trying to tie for numbers to bring guys in for a Leinster campaign that maybe 2 more games, whereas with this the number of games I think with Proposal B can be a minimum of 11 and a maximum of 17, including whatever route you go, Sam Maguire or Talchin Cup, and that brings development and improvement.
If you finish 6th in Division 1, are you going to be like, fair enough, I mean we weren't good enough to make it to the next round, and let those number 1 seeds in Division 3 and 4 take our place?
Yeah, well, that was my initial reservation over the proposal, was that, you know, if you finish 6th, 7th or 8th, even in Division 1, like, surely you still deserve your chance at the Sam Maguire compared to Division 3 and 4. And it was Podge Collins that put me right on it. You had your chance. You know, if we got beat once this year, we were out. You know, if we got beat twice in previous years, we were out. You know, if you get beat, it'll probably take 3 defeats to get you out of that top 5. If you're beat 3 times, why do you deserve a chance at winning Sam Maguire?
We went down to Clarny this year and took a heavy beating, and that's the end of our year. And like, as a Clare player, it's very demoralising when you're going away and you've a long winter to think about that. Now, fortunately, I'm with a club that's very competitive in hurling and football, and I'm very fortunate that that's the case. But maybe like for clubs that are intermediate or junior and maybe not competing at senior, it can be a very long winter thinking about how disappointing that year was. So this just kind of opens up the door to a completely different mindset. You've every year going away from it, you'll probably actually be taking a lot more from it than a hammering by Kerry down in Kerry, as what happened to us this year. And we weren't the only ones that fell victim to that. But it's just like, how, as a Clare player going away this year, if you're coming back to that again next year, it'd be very hard. You know, players could be, like, it's a very hard to, like, you obviously want to compete against the likes of Kerry, and when we do get them in Cusick Park, we do compete well against them, and we haven't turned them over. But it's obviously something that we definitely be thinking about in Clare.
We're still looking for a manager. The search is still on. Having a proposal be on the table, new manager, it's a new change. It's a new opportunity for players to want to play for Longford. What's their reason for playing for Longford? At the moment, everyone will have their own individual reasons on top, but having that opportunity for success and wearing a Longford jersey, playing in Croke Park on the big stage, on our big stage, not an All-Ireland final, that could be our big stage, rather than going to Croke Park and... you know, it's the most lonely place that you'll go to play in Dublin in the defeat that we've struggled, and that has caused repercussions that have set us back, whereas Proposal B can give that chance to improve and get better. And I think there's an excitement that it brings, not only to the players but to fans, to people in Longford, in your Leitrims, in your counties, in Division 3 and 4, that there's an opportunity here, and it promotes the game. Like, that's the big thing, I think, where we kind of forget. You see all the Tyrone jerseys and the Dublin and the Kerry jerseys, but I'm in Longford every day of the week and I don't see a Longford jersey, any random person walking around in it. That's something that that hasn't been in Longford in a long time. Having that opportunity that people are proud to wear the Longford jersey because they're in the chance of winning something, that's something going forward that I take, whether I'm a player or whether I'm involved in Longford in some capacity, that I can take that, okay, this change is progressing and helping with football as a whole, not just for me as a player, but for the county of Longford.
Yeah, that's Mickey Quinn wrapping up. Owen's special report from yesterday, Owen.
Yeah, indeed. Interesting hearing from everybody there at the GPA event yesterday, where I think we probably knew beforehand that there was going to be unanimous support for Proposal B ahead of Special Congress. What's interesting, and we're going to get into this with Sean Kelly in just a moment, is the politics that surround this. And each one of those players said the exact same thing in their interviews, which was, we've got to remember, this is not a GPA motion, this is a GAA motion. Mm. And the subtext to that is that the players maybe feel that if this was a GPA motion, there is no prayer of this passing in Congress, that there is almost that edge that exists in the view of the Congress delegates when it comes to the GPA. And I don't know why that exists. Like, maybe there are right reasons for it, maybe there are wrong reasons for it. I think it might more be the latter case than that. But there is an acute awareness here that they want to distance themselves from being the creators of this